It brings us to 11 and a bit past 8 o'clock. Kinza's on the line from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're talking about the lunchboxes that you're going to pack for the kids as we get back into the school year. And Kinza Hussain is one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. With that, Kinza, good morning and welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
And Kinza, starting off, what should we consider when packing lunch for the little ones?
So there's three main things just to keep in mind. The first thing is to ensure variety in their boxes. So it is important to ensure that, you know, their lunchbox contains a food from each food group where possible. Mm-hmm. Each food group, we always talk about how, you know, all food groups are important for us, but particularly for a growing child, they need every food group for different reasons in their body. For example, the protein is important for growth, and then the good quality starches gives them that sustained energy to keep them going in the day. And then, of course, the dairy for the calcium, and the fruits and veg for their vitamins and minerals, especially with them, you know, going into school. Mm. Often there's all together and we always find them falling sick. So we want to try and get the immune system nice and strong. So it is important to ensure that their boxes have variety. Mm-hmm. Then the second thing is to ensure that it's wholesome. And by this, we mean good quality food. So for example, whole wheat or brown options as opposed to your white options. Good fats like your avocados, peanut butter, and nuts, you know, if it suits the child. And then very important, fresh fruit as opposed to those dried or canned fruits. Mm. And then, of course, dairy. We talk about yogurt being a very excellent snack to put in their lunchbox, but it's very important to just bear in mind when you go shopping to ensure that it actually says yogurt. Some of the products will say dairy snack, and it doesn't, in order for it to have that culture that, you know, we benefit off, it needs to say yogurt and not dairy snack. So particularly for that reason, just to ensure that. And then the last thing is to limit added sugars. So these foods, especially those, you know, those cool drinks, are major contributor to childhood obesity, which we know is a big problem in South Africa. And moreover, most of these foods that have added sugars, they don't actually give the children the sustained energy that they need to get them going through the day, and really just develops the habit of always looking for something sweet. So I think variety, wholesome, and just limiting those added sugars is something just to keep in mind when you're packing our boxes.
And talking about packing the boxes, what is the best food to pack for lunch for nutrition and to keep them focused at school? You know, obviously that's the reason for the lunch boxes, to keep them going and give them energy for the day.
Yes, so as I mentioned, every food group has its own role. So if we look at some examples to ensure that we have all those food groups and the variety. So it doesn't always have to be fancy. I think maybe they sometimes just looking for different things on different days. So for example, things like hard-boiled eggs with whole wheat bread, some baby carrots and an apple. So there you have your protein, you have your good quality carbs for that energy, giving them, you know, fruit as well. Another nice example is cheddar cheese cubes with rice crackers, our yogurt and fruit. Once again, there's the variety and trying to include all the food groups. So obviously, it's not a complete meal like how we would eat a meal at home. But the idea is just to see, okay, which foods are we getting a bit of protein, a bit of fat, a bit of those good carbs. Other examples are going to be a little bit more fancy. You can have hummus, whole wheat pita, you know, sliced oranges. But I think, you know, always, we always go back to the old traditional peanut butter on bread with a fruit. You can never go wrong with that. And it's so balanced. It gives them the good fats, the protein, and the carbs. Mm-hmm. And in addition, these are just a few examples, but we have, I've mentioned before, our cookbooks on our website. We actually have a cookbook which looks specifically at packing lunches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the parents can go onto the website and get ideas from there as well.
Right. And yeah, you mentioned peanut butter. Now, you know, I actually didn't and still don't, in fact, like peanut butter, but my favorite was Marmite. And my sommies could have anything as long as it was Marmite.
Yeah, I think we all have that white thing that, you know, was always in the lunchbox.
Then talking about apples, you know, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. How often should we pack fruits in the kiddies' lunchboxes?
So when it comes to fruits and vegetables, we always say aim for 5 a day, being 2 fruits and 3 vegetables. So there's no harm whatsoever in including a fresh fruit every day in the lunchbox. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a more nutritious alternative than those other treats which are loaded with added sugar. Mm-hmm. So by all means, you can, without, you know, doubting it, you can give them a fresh fruit in their lunchbox. Right. Whichever one, you know, is in season, obviously, which is more affordable. But definitely, that you can't go wrong with a nice fresh fruit in the lunchbox.
And then you mentioned drinks a little bit earlier, but what is the best one to pack for the kids? Obviously, you've got to watch the sugars. And then your message to the listeners when it comes to popping drinks and refreshments into the lunchbox.
Yes, so it always comes down to water. They need water. Water is the best drink. Uh-huh. And in fact, growing up, they require 8 glasses of water a day. And it's really important to get them into a habit of sipping smart from the beginning. As we mentioned, you know, the sugary drinks, they're just packed with added sugar. They contribute to weight gain. And they're not going to give the benefit, any benefit really to them throughout the day. If they are looking for, you know, some flavor in their water, you can always pop in fresh ingredients into their water bottle the night mm-hmm. before and let it chill. Things like mint, cucumber, strawberries, apple, just so they have something a little bit more exciting than just the water. But at the end of the day, if water is what you get them into a habit of from the beginning, then water is what they're going to look for every day to drink.
Right. And water, you know, it's non-fattening, it's non-sugar, it's non-all sorts of things. So a good fresh bottle of water would probably be the best thing.
Yes, definitely.
And then, Kinza, you mentioned the recipe book, the cookbook that is available on your website. So where can listeners go for more information about what we chat about?
Yes, so onto our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za, you'll find a resources tab at the top. That's where all our recipe books will be. But we're also constantly putting up information on our social media. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And we're happy to answer any questions directly. You can just get in touch with us on our health chat line. And the number for that is 021-422-1586.
Great. And of course, this chat will be on our website and I think on your Facebook channels later on today as well. So, Kinza, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. There we go. That's Kinza Hussain, who is a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about what to put into lunchboxes. Yeah, you know, I think there's always lots of competition for who's got the best lunchbox, and then the sommies start being swapped out and things like that. I know that used to happen at school. But yeah, it probably still does.